Is this your playlist coming to you from the Coachella Valley in association with Anchor.fm and You Know What Productions, presented by Kedrick Hubbard? Series 5 of Is This Your Playlist starts now.
Hey, playlisters, hello and welcome to Is This Your Playlist? I'm Kedrick. I'm your co-host, along with Risa.
Hi, playlisters.
Hey, we're here tonight, and tonight's playlist is one of Risa's ideas. She wanted to do a Deep Cuts series, which basically is our love of the songs that were not singles. And there's a lot of those, and if you listen to, you know, any kind of era of music, you always have an album that where it's like, oh, that should have been a single, that should have been a single. And sometimes the singles aren't always the best. So I'm happy that she came up with this because it gives us, you know, just another little series. And so Risa, what's going on with you? Do you have anything for our playlisters to hear about you?
So I have been telling all my friends about the podcast. So I want to give a couple of shout outs. So I got one to my girl Becky in Riverside, California. Got another one for my pal Chris Kennedy, who is out in Colorado. And one last one to my friend Greg at his winery in Westlake Thousand Oaks area. So thank you guys for listening and thank you for your feedback. Woohoo!
Well, nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, as you know, last Saturday, the sky opened up. It was blue. and we have a new prez.
Yes, we do.
Mr. Joe Biden is our president, and I'm very happy about that. And Ms. Kamala Harris has made history being the first female vice president, and I think that they're going to do a lot of good things for a lot of people. And Cher had her song Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, and everyone's listening to it, so thank you, Cher, for making it happen.
I don't know how she keeps herself relevant.
she's Cher. She'll, you know, like they have that saying that, you know, when the world ends, the things that are going to be left are cockroaches and Cher.
Oh my gosh. That's probably so true.
So we're happy. So I'm very happy about, you know, the change in the guards. So your girl, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, and I think last week when I was talking about the new songs, I think I forgot to say that she's done a cover of New Order's True Faith.
Have you heard that one yet? I don't think I've heard that.
Yeah, it came out a couple of weeks ago when, you know, when I was kind of like, oh, I got this, and I got kind of tripped up on the Jonas Brothers Christmas song, and
right,
the Sophie Ellis-Bextor was right after that. So she's doing a cover of True Faith, and then she actually just redid Groove Jet from Spiller, her first big hit. She redid the vocals for that. So she's, I think her album is all covers, because it seems to be going in that direction.
I think you're right. I think it is all covers. I think it stems from her Friday night disco parties that she was having on Instagram.
See, I haven't seen those, but you told me about those, so.
Yeah, so it's her and her kids and her husband, and she's dressed up like she's going out to, you know, to a club, and she just sings in her kitchen, and the kids, you know, they wear whatever they want, you know, sometimes they'll put on a costume or, you know, whatever, and they just dance around, and she looks like she's having such a great time. I just dig her. I dig her.
I am very excited that I will see her next November. She's the support act for Steps. And right. Steps are riding high. They have a new song out called Something in Your Eyes. And another new dance routine for me to learn. And the video is very pastel and very incandescent, somebody said. I mean, the colors are really pastel-y. I love Steps. I truly feel like Steps saved 2020 for me.
Wow.
And the album's out in 2 weeks, so I'm excited about that. Gary Barlow, The Greatest Love of My Life, he just put out a new song called This Is My Time, and he's got a new album coming out, I think it's next week, called Music for Humans, and his tour's next June. And when we get into the subject, you know, of our podcast tonight, our playlist tonight, I'm going to tell you something that's very exciting for me that I just found out.
Okay.
And then finally, there was the battle. They have these battles. The battle for the album, the battle for number one album. And this time in England, it was Kylie Minogue with Disco, which is amazing, versus Little Mix, Confetti.
Ooh.
And Little Mix, if you don't know who Little Mix are, they are a girl group and they won the British X Factor, and they've been going for a pretty long time. They're good. They put out a handful of good songs. Like, they're not in the upper echelon girl groups for me, but I mean, they have put out a couple of really good songs. So, and there was this Instagram thing where people were saying that Kylie was like a dinosaur and she should just like step down and let Little Mix win and blah, blah. And it's like, oh no, little girls. Because guess what? Kylie won. Kylie won. Her album Disco went in at number one, and she is the, wait, before I say this, I just want to make sure. Madonna, are you listening to the podcast? I hope you are. Because Kylie is the first female artist in history in the UK charts to have a number one album in 5 decades.
Wow.
80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010, and 2020. Whoop, whoop. As nice. You would say, whoop, whoop. That's my girl. Whoop. So I'm very happy about that. So I think she's the queen of pop now. Thanks, Madge. Because we know she's not going to have a number one album in the 2010s.
Move along.
So when we come back, we're going to start the first series of the Deep Cuts series. It's episode 56, series 5. Is this your playlist? Reese's decision, Reese's choice. And I'm so excited about it. So stay tuned and we'll tell you who it is.
Woo!
Stay tuned for more musical madness, crazy antics, and wicked opinions here on Is This Your Playlist? While every shelter pet is unique, some love a good game of fetch, others would rather snuggle together on the couch. However, there is one thing that they all have in common: they're all pure love. Right now, millions of pets in shelters and rescues across the country are waiting to be adopted. Did you know that only 44% of dogs and 47% of cats in American homes come from animal shelters and rescue groups? If you're thinking about getting a pet this holiday season, make sure to visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, Maddie's Fund, and the Humane Society of the United States.
Hey, this is Steve, and you're listening to Is This Your Playlist?
Playlisters. That was my intro.
It worked.
Tonight's playlist is the first in a series of deep cuts. Risa and I were talking, and she kind of came up with a few ideas for, you know, episodes or things, and she came up with the deep cuts, and tonight's deep cuts is on my favorite group of all time. She chose it. If my friends are watching or listening, she chose it. I didn't choose it. She chose Duran Duran. So that's
yes, I did.
That's who we're doing tonight. So we're gonna sit here and we're just gonna have a little conversation about our favorite songs that weren't singles, because the singles get, singles always get highlighted, and sometimes they're not always the best. So I think this is going to be a fun one. We messaged the other day on Messenger, and she said that, oh, this is going to be a great fun one. So this is going to be a great fun one. So I will, I'll start it off. So the way that I did it this week, I wanted to, you know, with the Paper Gods tour, this last tour, I literally went in and, you know, I jotted down every time I'd seen them, because that tour was the first tour that I said, you know what, I'm making good money because I worked at Trader Joe's. I was making good money, so I'm going to get good tickets because I never had before. Okay. And so my first show was September 27th, 2015 in San Diego. I had third row. It was awesome. And I met a girl who was sitting next to me, and her name was Christina, and she ended up being that girl she was my Duranty concert. She was you for Durand. I mean, the way that we did Span Out of LA, she was my Durand girl. And she would buy the tickets. You know, she would get on the VIP, you know, the VIP and buy the tickets.
Sure.
$400, $500, whatever. But we would, you know, she would buy them and I would pay her back. So I saw them 16 times on that tour.
Holy smokes.
I mean, and I had 17th row for one of the Vegas shows. And I was, I mean, after you've had third row, fourth row, fifth row, second row, 17th row, I was like, oh my God, blah, blah. But I was on the corner. And, and so we'll talk about that show. Again, my favorite song on the new album is the title track, Paper Gods. It is a 7-minute opus written by Mr. Hudson, and it was the opening song on most of the first leg of the tour. And it starts off with this sort of like churchy, like, you know, singing choir, and then they start singing and it's just really kind of mellow, and then, you know, Simon's voice is absolutely amazing. And mm-hmm. I was kind of iffy when I first got the album, because I'm always iffy with bands, because it's like, just because they made a great album the last one doesn't mean this one's gonna be, and vice versa, you know what I mean? So I remember putting it on and it was just like, it was awesome. I love Paper Gods. And they stopped having it open later on in the second part of the tour, but I really love that song.
Yeah, that is a good song. I agree with you. Yeah, I was iffy about that album as well, but I totally agree that Paper Cuts is a good song. So one of my favorites, I mean, that instantly came to mind is Friends of Mine. And that, I just remember hearing that song and just like the groovy, funky rhythm of it. I mean, that totally caught my attention. But then the lyrics, how they name drop, it is just, you know, and how they, you know, name drop slash, you know, reference people. At the time, like, I listened to so that what came out in like 1981, that was on their
it's on the first album,
their self-titled album. Yeah. That they actually, it was released and they redid it, and you know, then it came back out. But at that time, like, I just listened to songs just like at face value. It's like whatever they say, that's what it is. But then, you know, hearing, you know, different songs and more music, you know, delving into, you know, like, what is this all about? You know, trying to find the underlying meaning of it. And this one, I really like Simon's vocals. That's happens to be a theme for an underlying theme of the songs that I chose, as just based on the strength of Simon's vocals. So Friends of Mine is definitely a song that I really, really like. I really enjoy it.
Friends of Mine is one of those weird songs that like everybody likes it. And it was kind of a good segue for me to kind of talk about the next ones. Because when I saw them in Vegas in 2019 in February, they changed the set list around, and I'm glad we were talking about deep cuts because Friends of Mine was one of the songs that they added to the set list.
Oh.
And I knew it was coming, and I had met this straight couple, a girl and a guy, and because I had my Simon t-shirt on and I should have worn it. I don't know why I didn't, but whatever. My homemade Simon t-shirt that Mark actually, my old co-host, he actually put it onto a shirt for me after I sent him a collage picture.
Nice.
I might grab it and bring it to show you the next era, next part. But I knew Friends of Mine was coming, and like I ran out, and this is when I had 17th Row, and you know, when we were talking about it earlier, it's like 17th Row was just so unacceptable for me.
I totally get it, yeah.
After being in, you know, the single digit rows, but I was on the left-hand side on the aisle, and they had thrown in this group of songs, and so I'm kind of going to cheat a little bit and just kind of name off a few.
Of course.
And I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm always amazed by people when they drop something out of their ass that's just like random, you know? So they took out Paper Gods completely, and they opened with New Religion.
Oh.
And New Religion was one of those songs that I didn't really appreciate it then, but I really, really, really appreciate it now.
Oh, wow.
And they had the show, you know, for the live show, they had this, the church pane, is that what it's called? You know, with the colors and
the stained glass thing?
Stained glass, yes. They had stained glass. And they came out and it was like, ding, ding, ding. And you know, it starts off with the keyboard and then it was just like, bang, down, bah, bah. And I was just like,
oh you know, my just, gosh.
And Simon's voice was on point. So they did the whole thing, you know, the whole first part. And then like they do the chorus and then they have that little guitar solo. And it's just like something inside me just like, it just blew me away. And New Religion's always been like, see, with Duran Duran, and you know, they're my all-time favorite band, and they have been since 1983, and I kind of feel like there should have been different things done in the band, and I think some people would have been a little bit more happy. I think they should have done what Depeche Mode does. It's like they should have just given Andy a song. Just give him a song to sing. Because, you know, he was always, like, towing the party line, you know, doing the background vocals. And New Religion was definitely one of those songs where you get a lot of Andy's singing because he, you know, because they go back and forth. That whole,
right.
You know, kind of, not rap thing, but, and I couldn't believe how good it was. And I was like, wow, okay, I do like New Religion. You know?
Oh, wow.
And, the same show, you know, they took out a few other songs and they actually added Friends of Mine, and they added Seventh Stranger from Seven and the Ragged Tiger.
Woo.
And you know, I look on the the set list now, because I just, you know, like we talked about this, I like to be prepared now. I want to be prepared for good and I want to be prepared for bad. Like, I don't want to get there and just not know where anything is and like, oh, what happened? Why didn't they do this? I want to know I want to know my happiness, you know? And so, you know, the other kind of deep cut that they did Simon comes out, it was in the middle, and he puts on the hat. And I was like, no, they're not gonna do it. And Chauffeur came on. Oh my God, everyone went off. Everyone went crazy. And what's playing in the back? The video.
Wow.
You know, it was one of those moments where they just put four songs in their set list that were not singles that I did not appreciate then, but after seeing them, I couldn't believe it. Even Seven Stranger, they were playing from As the Lights Go Down. They were playing that video behind them, and it was just
My gosh.
It was great. So I really, really love those songs. So sorry I cheated.
No, that's not cheating at all. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's a great one. That's a great one. And this, the next song for me falls in line with your thought of, like, you didn't appreciate it at the time, but you appreciate it now. Mm-hmm. So this one, Michael, you got a lot to answer for. From Midazoland, what was that? The 90s, late 90s?
97.
96, 97. Yeah. So I wasn't really a fan of Midazoland. But I mean, I do remember hearing it and whatever. And this particular song popped up a couple of weeks ago on a Spotify cultivated playlist that, you know, for me, and it was weird. I don't know why that it was on there, but it was the only Duran song, and I listened to it with a fresh set of ears and was just absolutely moved by it for a couple of reasons. One, the subject matter, you know, Michael Hutchence, but two, because in this time that we're not, you know, that we're sheltering in place and we're not seeing our friends and things like that, this song really just struck me for that reason. Just because I miss my friends, you know, I Zoom call with my friends, or we text, or we Marco Polo or whatever, but, you know, I can't wait to hug my friends for like 20 minutes or 20 days. I'm just not going to let them go, you know? So this particular song, the Michael, You've Got a Lot to Answer For, really struck me in those ways. And there was the lyric that I wrote down that really strikes me is, just remember what friends were put here for. And I know that you're going to call if you need me when you need me. And it's just like, yeah, that's just, lyrically, it's just really a beautiful, beautiful song. And I love Simon's vocals. Again, that's really what draws me in, is his vocals. And this one, it's so natural and raw. And I think this particular song shows, up to that point, his growth as a vocalist. And how strong his vocals can be, especially in such a stripped down in terms of like where his vocals are just his vocals, you know, and not anything else. So, So lyrically, it's a lovely song, and it just strikes me, you know, in this particular time, gives me a different appreciation of the song. Especially because, you know, I'm not able to, you know, hug my friends and be in their presence. So this, it's a song I love. It's a song that came to me that I'm revisiting, and I love it. I really do.
Cry like I did last weekend. Come on, cry.
Believe me, I could easily. So. I'll tell you a story about when I cried, but let's a Duran cry, but we'll get to that later. So,
well, Spotify is very interesting because I get two playlists sent to me a week. One is on Friday, and it's Release Radar. I get that one. And then the one that I get on Monday, it's called Discover Weekly. And that just, it puts in, it makes a playlist of songs that, just kind of random songs that probably are up, you know, that I've listened to other things, and it brings those. So I love those. That actually, it helps me make my playlist for my gym visits and and walks in the parks and stuff like that. So, but anyway, so
excellent.
So I didn't really get into Duran until 83. When Is There Something I Should Know came out. So I kind of had to backtrack, but before I did that, I did backtrack actually. And then Seven of the Ragged Tiger came out, and there's always the funny story with me that I went to the record store, and it was always like I went for one. Okay. I went for a purpose for one. And then like another one would be there and I'd have to choose. Cause I mean, I was, when Seven Ragged Tiger came out, I was, 83, I was 12. So it wasn't like I, had like, a ton of money. I mean, I don't even think they cost a lot back then, the albums. I think they were only like $8, $9 maybe in 83.
Maybe, yeah.
And so I went to the record store with the intent of buying Seven and the Ragged Tiger, and then right next to it was Nick Hayward's North of a Miracle, and I'm like, I was like, why did you do this to me, Lord? Why? But I mean, I bought Seven the Ragged Tiger because I had to, and so at the time, I believe Union of the Snake was the only thing out. I don't think New Moon on Monday was out yet, because I remember listening to it. I think I'd never heard it before. But my favorite song on the album is Shadows on Your Side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just one of those happy, just like, the guitars were great and the vocals were great. And it should have been a single, Shadows on Your Side, As Soon as the Lights Go Down. And then they had that whole like series, they recorded the videos, and As the Lights Go Down, and it was just such a great, it's a great song. Just a complete side note, like, if you have a crying Duran story, I have a crying Duran story, so when you do yours, gonna be mine. Maybe we should do those at the end.
That'll be a whole other series of crying stories.
and the one that I have is insane where it came from. But so Shadows on Your Side was mine. So I think we should take a breath, take a break, and when we return, we're gonna have more deep cuts here on Is This Your Playlist, Duran Duran? And yeah, so stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. Is This Your Playlist returns right after these words from our sponsor.
Hey, playlisters, welcome back to series 5 of Is This Your Playlist. Today we are diving into Deep Cuts by Duran Duran. So travel with me, if you will, back to 2004 and the album Astronaut. Now, I have to say, this is my favorite album. This is my favorite Duran album.
It is.
It is. Every song on this album, whether I put it on play all the way through or if I shuffle it, I love every single song. This particular song, Want You More, oh my gosh. This is a cut that should have been a single in my little brain.
I'm dead right now.
So, I mean, every song on this album really strikes a chord with me, whether it's on a lyrical level or a musical level. There's something about it that about each song that strikes a chord. And Want You More, I absolutely love, because I think, again, it's groovy, it's funky, it's a Nile production, and I can really tell, or in my, this is how I picture it, that Nile really pushed Simon to stretch out his vocals and to like take it to different levels. And I think Want You More is one of those songs where the whole album, I think he does such great things with his vocals, but on Want You More, I love it. Everything for me just comes together, and I think this is just a perfect song. It's my opinion, I think it's a perfect song. The way Nile just coaxes Simon to different and better levels. Ah, yeah. I want more. I want them more.
and you know, you don't ever have to say, this is my opinion, this is my opinion, because you know what? All good. I forgot about Want You More. I worship that song. And you're right. It should have been a single. For me personally, Astronaut was something that was never going to happen. It was never going to happen, because that was a bad breakup. Andy's departure, Roger's departure, and then Duran kind of went, you know, they kind of went down, and then Wedding Album, they came back, and then Midazolam, and then the... And it's funny because Warren always says that he feels like Duran Duran never really, like, capitalized on momentum. I mean, the Wedding Album came along and it was just so big for them. I mean, Ordinary World had come undone. And Want You More. Wow, I forgot about that. That's a great song. That's a great choice. I love that song. Going back to, you know, Andy stuff, my favorite song on Notorious album is American Science, and it's the second song on the album, and it is one of the three songs that Andy actually played on.
Wow.
American Science, Hold Me, and A Matter of Feeling. Andy actually Andy plays on Vertigo, Do the Demolition, but not the album mix. The album mix is Warren. And American Science, now you're going to listen to it differently now, because even I didn't even know this until tonight. So there's a first guitar solo thing in the very beginning of the song, and then there's a second one later. The first one is Andy, the second one is Warren Cucurella.
Really?
So Warren came in, I mean... The Andy thing was just, you know, they actually had to coax him back through solicitors. Like, you're in this group, dude. Where are you? But, you know, he had just come off the Power Station, and him and John were doing more coke than Columbia. So, you know, and here's the thing, Andy, and John says this in interviews, that, you know, Andy was kind of tired of towing the party line. He wanted to sing. And I think that Duran should have just let him have a couple of songs. Just to sing. He could sing. I mean, you know, they always had BJ and Charmaine. I can't believe I remember their names. You know, the two girls. And they should have just let Andy have a song or two. But he wanted to go off and, you know, he did Take It Easy, which I loved.
That is a great song.
And he's got a good voice, but it's sort of like, so you've left your super group to go on your own. And I mean, he's big in Japan still. And, Japan. But anyway, so American Science, it's one of those songs, like the music is really good. And Simon's vocals, again, really good. And that was a weird time for them because, I mean, they came off like the big 1984 tour, you know, arenas, stadiums, blah. And then there was just three of them. And They were still Duran Duran. It was still Duran Duran. I mean, Simon's always been my favorite. So as long as Simon's there, it's Duran Duran from this film. So American Science, it's just, I just like the way it sounds. And you can kind of tell Andy's guitar playing and Warren's guitar playing. I mean, Warren's great. He's very virtuoso. But you could tell Andy's guitar playing at that time, because he wanted to do the rock stuff. I mean, Power Station was his wet dream, you know?
Right.
And so I really, really love American Science.
I want to listen to that again. Now that you pointed out, I'm going to listen to it with different ears. I got that. I really want to listen to that. So a common theme, other than Duran Duran songs, deep cuts that aren't singles, I keep choosing songs that are funky and groovy and dancey and also Simon's vocals. So this one, Safe in the Heat of the Moment from All You Need Is Now in 2010. Dude, I dig that song so much. So much so that when I first heard it, I wanted to write Simon a letter or send him a tweet and tell him that I was so impressed with his vocals. That's how much I love this song. And literally the first time I heard that song, I think I was halfway and I'm like, I need to write him a letter. I need to send him an email. I need to tweet this. I need him to know that I approve of these vocals. So the vocal performance, just magical. But seriously, the funky groovy rhythm of that song paired with his vocals. Yeah. I love
Safe. Is that the one that Animatronics from the Scissor Sisters sings on? Is that the one that she's on?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up right now. Hold, please.
I thought she was on Paper Gods. Mm-mm. Album. Was she also on All You Need Is Now album?
That was Paper Gods was it was Last Night in the City.
Oh, okay.
And it was I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but no, Animatronics was on All You Need Is Now, and she was on the song, I thought it was Safe, but I'm kind of sorry, I'm just looking it up right now. And
yeah, it is Safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it is.
Yeah. Cuz yeah, Safe in the Heat of the Moment featuring Animatronic. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and you know, that album was such a good album, but they totally skip over it now. Like live, they don't play anything off of it. You know, I saw them on that tour. Took my friend Krista from Trader Joe's. I took her to that tour, and it was at the Microsoft Theater. And she'd never
seen them. Yes,
it was. And she'd never seen them. And John's face came on the screen or whatever, and she literally just went, bam, and hit me in the chest. Like, she was so excited. So it was just this running joke, because it's like, because he didn't know he was on the screen, so then when he realized, he smiled real big, and she just went, whoosh.
So I was at that show. So I hadn't seen Duran since I saw them the first time on Seven and the Ragged Tiger tour in what, 84? So that was the first time I had seen them. And so I hadn't seen them since. And I ended up getting third row in front of John for that show. And it used to be the Nokia Theater. And so I think I was just calling it that, but at the Microsoft Theater. That was a great, great show. And I went by myself, and you know, I'm 6'2". When I wear heels, I'm like 6'4", 6'5". Of course I was wearing heels, and all the short people behind me were very upset. You know, I'm like, whatever. Whatever. But I just, that was such an amazing gig. I had such a good time there. I had such a good time, and I think I had just started to get into, get more into the album, you know what I mean, at that time. So yeah, that's a good one. Woo!
I kind of chuckled when they did The Man Who Saved Stole a Leopard.
Yeah.
Because it's so kind of like, I mean, you almost have to stand back and go, really?
Yeah, it's such a different, you know, such a, like a sharp left turn. It's like, whoa, where'd we go?
Oh, we're about to steal a leopard.
But I love that. I mean, that's one thing about them. I just love that they're so open to being experimental and trying new things and working with different people and going off in different avenues, even if they are weird. Weird and wonderful. But yeah, so Safe in the Heat of the Moment. Woo! I can't wait to go listen to these songs again.
you're like, damn it, I don't want to record anymore. I just want to listen to that song. No.
I know, exactly. Pardon me.
So another one that I like, I love the fact that we're kind of jumping around, and I love that. So it was another one that they did in the September 2019 leg of the Paper Gods tour. I saw it at Agua Caliente and two nights in Vegas. Bam, bam. I'm amazed that I can do these shows like that, because like, it's a lot. I mean, it was a lot to go and see them here where I live in Palm Springs, and then get in the car that next morning and drive to Vegas. And I stayed with my friend Michael and his partner, and you know, it was great, but it was just like, I would get home and I'm just like, let me get back to their house, excuse me. And it was just like, oh. Complete side note. So they played at the Belasco. Did you go to the Belasco in May 2016?
No.
Okay. They did just like a random show at the Belasco. It was the last night of the American tour until they came back in July. And Steve and I had gone to Australia because it was his last work trip for Fox. And it was his last work trip for Fox, and he cashed in his business class for two economy, and he took me. And it was the most beautiful experience. The weather was absolely great. It was one of those things I never thought I would get there, because, you know, I travel quite a bit, but, you know, I usually go to England. I mean, I've gone to England more times than I would like to mention, but so we were in Australia, weather was great. We went on the beach. I went without a shirt. We took pictures. I mean, it was really, I got in the water. I mean, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. Nice. And so we flew back. And we got back to LA that morning, May 2nd, that morning. We got back at like 8. And the show was that night at 8. And I had tickets. That's why we kind of came back then. I mean,
sure.
Yeah. So I go home and I'm just exhausted. So I think I slept for like 3 hours or 4 hours, and I don't even know. I was just kind of like, So when my friend Janelle came to get me, I literally was sitting in the passenger side of her car just like, oh my God. Like, why? I was like, why am I doing this? We get in the venue, right? And, you know, Mr. Hudson's DJing, and he played Young Americans.
Oh.
I think, no. Wait, what was 2016? Had Bowie, was that the year that people died? It was 2016, right? Bowie and Prince and...
No, it was, it was 2016,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so I think Bowie had just died, so he played Young Americans, and it was just like, the whole place went nuts. But they came out, and I was just like, woo, 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 and the minute it was done, I was like, She drove me home, and I was just like, I mean, I was dead, but you know what? It was worth every minute. Okay, so anyway, sorry about that little like corner around the corner story. So in the September 2019 leg of the tour, probably about six songs in, and Simon starts telling a story about how he met, there was a girl in the airport at, you know, months before or whatnot, and she said, well, you guys, why don't you guys do some of the old stuff? Like, you guys need to do more of the old stuff. And he goes, yeah. So he goes, well, I told her, she asked me why didn't we do the old stuff? So I told her, okay, well, we'll do some old stuff. And he goes, it doesn't get more new romantic than this. Is there anyone out there? Everybody went nuts. I mean, everyone went crazy. It's like, da-bum, da-bum, and they sounded so good. And I forgot. I forgot how good that song was. I mean, and Simon was just on point.
Oh my gosh.
And I tried to phone last night, but you never. I mean, it was just like, that was one that was just like, they pulled that right out of their ass. Like, here we go. I mean, and it's so great that they do that. So it just reminded me of how good that song was. And that was a great album, you know. The first albums, sometimes are iffy. But I think most of the time with the bands from that era, for sure, it's like the first album was like, yeah, we're making an album. And the first album was so good. And when I saw them that, you know, when I did the Palm Springs and then Vegas, they did Careless Memories at the Aqua Caliente, which just, like, I lost my mind. And but they didn't do it in Vegas, but they took out, they switched out songs.
Oh, okay.
So, like, one night they did Friends of Mine and Tempted from Red Carpet Massacre, which was amazing. See, I didn't like Red Carpet Massacre. Timberland, great producer, not for them. That was just my opinion. I didn't get it. But that song live was great. And then the next night, they changed out those and did like Sunrise, New Moon on Monday medley, and they did Astronaut. And I was just like, oh my God. So it was just like, you know, I'm so glad that we get to talk about these deep cuts, because these are songs, I think every song that we've talked about could have been singles. And I think you'd sort of talk to me about like doing a playlist. Do it, girl.
Okay.
You know, so So anyone out there, God, it was so good. I have it on, it's on my Facebook somewhere on the videos, but I really, really love that song. So
that is a good one. Yeah. So good. So we want to do some honorable mentions before we do our last songs?
Yeah, we can do those, and then we'll break it up, and then we'll come back and talk about our number one or our favorite of the deep cuts. Do you want to go first?
Deep cuts. Yeah, so I can just rattle off my my honorable mentions.
Okay.
So Bedroom Toys from Astronaut. Oh my God, what's this? I just love that song. I love that song. From Seven and the Ragged Tiger, I Take the Dice, and Of Crime and Passion.
Love those.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like you were saying about Shadows on Your Side, these songs, I mean, it's, yeah, I don't even know what to say. Those get honorable mention from me. So there. Sure. What about you?
I have a few. Butterfly Girl from Paper Gods.
Yes.
Written by Dom Brown, who replaced Andy, and I think he kind of fits in better than Andy did. Because Dom doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. Moving on. which features Anna Ross on, you know,
right,
kind of lead co-vocals. And, you know, Duran Duran was really good with, and I think the 80s groups were really good with the B-side songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like an Angel, Late Bar,
yep.
Canada, Faster Than Light, Fame. Done.
La la la, Late Bar.
Na,
yeah.
Na, 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 na. We're together all night.
Oh my gosh, yeah, those, and like what Secret October, you know, like all of those. And you know, one of, I remember hearing their cover of Come Up and See Me, and I almost put that down. I know it wasn't a single, but
that's the part of, you know, that's the best reason.
Yeah, I know it wasn't a single, but I remember it was the B-side of The Reflex, but I had heard it before. I don't remember when or where or whatever, but yeah, that is that's a good song too. That wasn't really on an album. It was just, you know, it was a B-side, right? So that gets another honorable mention that just came to my mind. So yeah, those are good.
We love that. So more deep cuts after this message from our sponsor. Risa and I are here doing episode number 56, Deep Cuts, Duran Duran. So just keep it here. Don't go away, because the best of the best is coming up.
Deep Cuts.
Hey, this is Brent from Probe 7, and you're listening to Is This Your Playlist?
All right, playlisters, you've been listening to Deep Cuts, Duran Duran with Risa and myself, and I personally have had an amazing time talking about this band and these songs, and you know, them being my favorite band of all time. This definitely, you know, it hits like a nerve, because you know, they've been my favorite band for 30, since 1983. And I have to say that I'm a little bit jealous, because I didn't know that you saw Seven the Ragged Tiger tour. I have told people on more than one occasion that if I could go back in time and do anything, like anything in the whole world, anytime, you know, in 1900 or 1800s, no, two things: Virgin Tour by Madonna and Seven the Ragged Tiger tour. If I was too young, I was 14 when that was happening, and my mom was not even gonna, yeah, that wasn't happening. So
I get it.
So I'm kind of jealous. Kind of jealous a little bit. So deep cuts. So the best of the best for me, Deep Cuts, is, God, it's gotta be this one. It's on Rio, and it's track 5, and it's Hold Back the Rain.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And they pulled that out of their ass. They did a show in Vegas. They did a one-off show December 30th, 2017, and Here Comes the Rain comes on. I looked at Christina and I looked at Janelle, and I was like, okay, they're not doing Hold Back the Rain, right? And they both go, no.
Wrong.
It's such a great song. Hold Back the Rain is such a great song. And I didn't know this until like a few years back, that Simon wrote that about John's drug addiction. You know, because that's when John's...
Really?
That's when the cracks started kind of showing in John's... Yeah. And
in Rio? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote that. He wrote that, like, sort of like... Like, it was almost, he said it was almost like a letter to John saying, you know, we know what's happening and we want you to come back. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and it was on the B side of, like, it was on the B side of Rio. Oh, no, not Rio. Save a Prayer. And it's been remixed, and there's like 7-inch versions and stuff. So I think it probably was going to be a single, but they probably. Decided not to, but it's the perfect Duran Duran song. I mean, it's got all the elements: guitar, rhythm. Simon's voice is amazing. I think we say that about every song.
I think but, I have, yeah. You if know, you haven't, I know I have.
And it's just, I mean, it's just, it's a rocking song, and you can sing along to it and dance to it. And, you know, it is my favorite of the Deep Cuts. So,
Wow.
I really, really, really love that song.
That song has one of my most favorite Duran lyrics.
Which
people tell me you haven't changed at all, but I don't feel the same. And I bet you've had that feeling too. You can't laugh all the time.
See?
Yeah. That's one of my most favorite Duran lyrics.
You see the do you see the correlation of how it could
I never wrapped my head around that, but that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be doing a little bit of research about that.
Okay.
So we're gonna so for my all-time favorite, I really have to say that I think this is my second favorite Duran song of all time. And the first being, oddly enough, Sirius, but you know, that was a single. So actually no, Sirius, no, I Don't Want Your Love is my favorite. So anyway, but yeah. So
which is
my number one deep cut is Thing with Rio, Last Chance on the Stairway. I was hooked from the opening sound of the lighter, because just the opening song, you know, the opening of it with the lighter, and you know where the song is going. You know that he is meeting somebody, you know, and like he wants to take a chance. You know it. Just a lighter. Come on. And I mean, the first line, I don't remember quite how I met you. And it's like, oh my God, love this song. So, you know, even though it's going to tell a story, that was the perfect setup with the lighter. And then also when this is such a vivid memory where, you know, they mentioned Voltaire, right? I remember running to our family set of encyclopedias and looking up Voltaire. Like, who the hell? What is this? What does it mean? And if you don't know, Voltaire is a French writer, philosopher, mentioned in this song. So I think Simon sounds great. I don't think it's his best vocals, but the song, I'm telling you, from a lighter, just, I mean, like, I knew from the lighter sound at the beginning what this song was going to be about. And I love it. That's my favorite deep cut.
Wow. Yeah, I've had my Last Chance on the Stairway. Boom, boom, bing, bing, bing. I mean, that's, oh God, I forgot. How did I forget Last Chance on the Stairway? Wow. When you said it, I was like, yes. For the people who aren't watching, it's just like my head just kind of went like into my bedpost. But since you said Sirius, you know, like around 2005 when they had that era of, like, they had Call on Me by Eric Pride, they had Star to Fall by Cabin Crew, when they had that era of just like repeating one thing in a song and just making it the whole song, you know, like, mm-hmm. Trying to catch your heart feels like trying to catch your star. I mean, and just repeating that. So Ferry Corsten, who's a DJ, he put one out called Fire, and it's Simon from Sirius. Oh God, I can't think of what the line is. Oh, like I'm on fire. Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's just like, it just kept saying that. Like,
oh, wow.
Fire. Oh God, you made me, you know, whatever. So listen for that. I don't know if it's on Spotify or not, but Ferry Corsten, Fire, featuring Simon Le Bon.
Interesting.
And I just want to get one little story in. So this week has been a very emotional week. I don't really know why, but it has. And I was watching the Reflex video. Now, I'm sure that you've watched that video probably 5 million times, and it's kind of played out a little bit, the Reflex video, but for whatever reason, I was watching it last weekend, and that first part when he goes, the Reflex is a da-da-da, and you know, it's waiting by the park, and like you see that, the one guy dancing in the stalls, I start bawling. I don't even know where it came from, but it was sort of like, I want my concerts back.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, and I was that guy in a sea of girls. Because, for that 2 seconds, it's like, you know, there's a guy jamming to Duran Duran. And here's the thing, I'm a glutton for punishment sometimes. So I just kept watching it. bawling my eyes out. You know what? It's like, oh God, it's happening again. It's like, I want my shows back. I want my life back. I want the normalcy back. I'm hoping that this current administration gets that going, because you know what? I want my shows back. I don't even think I have any. Oh yeah, I do. Oh, and I wore your gold mask all week, just so you know. I wear this because I want my shows back.
Yeah.
And I was very selfish with that on Facebook, and I posted that. And I said, I don't wear this for any other reason, but I want my shows back. I will do whatever I need to do to get this world back into a normal place, because I want my goddamn shows back. Excuse my language.
No, I get it. I absolutely get it.
Well, I have just, this has been just
fun.
Amazing.
So great.
I'm glad that you came up with this, because, you know, you've been very good with, like, coming up with things and not, like, kind of letting me, you know, not letting me pick the topic. And
I'm a collaborator.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
So we're gonna end it here. This has been episode number 56 of series 5 of This Is Your Playlist. I'm Kedrick. This is Risa, my permanent co-host. And next week we're going to do another one of Risa's choices. Oh, did I not tell you this?
No, I don't think you did. I think I'm about to find out.
Oops, I missed that. I don't normally have these, but I think I could probably delve into, like, the, you know, my psyche. And we're going to do an episode on guilty pleasures.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Woohoo. Good job, Risa.
Yes, listener, she just gave herself a pat on the back.
High five me. Woohoo.
So next week, join us, or next time around, join us for episode 57, and it's going to be on our guilty pleasures. And before the year is out, we're going to have the Christmas episode, we're going to have the best of 2020, and some other things, you know, thrown in. And I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that Risa is here. I'm glad that she has said yes to hanging out with me. And it's just been amazing. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, playlisters, thanks for listening again. We love you, and we're very appreciative of you listening. And, you know, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, there's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and our email address, which is ityp2020@gmail.com. So email us, give us some feedback, tell us what you think, and we will see you next week.
Bye, playlisters.
Good night.
Is This Your Playlist can be found on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and Pocket Cast. Please like and subscribe.